Welcome to the Author's Studio at Book Expo 2007. We are here with author Patricia Rose Upzak. She has written five books, but this is her first children's book, and it's entitled The Mystery of Devil's Gulch. Welcome, Patricia.
Thank you.
All right, now, the book is described as a young adult mystery. What is the mystery?
Well, it surrounds a young woman named, well, a young girl named Rachel, and she lives with her grandfather at the Hasita Head Lighthouse in Oregon, and he gets kidnapped, and then she and all the people in the community have to find him.
You also call this a metaphysical series, so
yes.
Why metaphysical?
Well, because it involves, you learn about shape-shifting, and there's ghosts, and there's ghost pirates, there's... One of the characters is a female shaman, and so you learn a lot of interesting things through the mystery, as opposed to story form.
Tell me what genre you dealt with in your first four books, and why you decided to, with your fifth, go into children's.
Well, I was a teacher for 24 years, and I taught high school kids in Boulder, Colorado, and they had learning disabilities, and I loved it, and I loved them, and so. It was easy for me to go from that experience. I always wanted to write mysteries, and I always wanted to write for the young adult category. The first book I wrote was Steve, and it was about a student I had that died, and it was a grieving process book to help his family. They put it together, and I wrote it. But then I went in. I'm also a Reiki master, so I went into teaching. I wrote a book about Reiki, which is a healing art. And then the third book, which was actually, it's been our most popular book, and is Synchronicity, Signs, and Symbols. And it's about meaningful coincidences and synchronicity.
All right. Back to the mystery of Devil's Gulch.
Yes.
What do you want your readers to come away with after reading this?
I really want kids to, when they're done and they close the book, I want them to say, could this be true? It's like about magic, about the whole idea of that there possibly is something more than just the concrete reality that they see every day on the news.
I understand you weave actual historical figures in and out of the plot. Can you give us some examples?
I do. Well, one of the historical figures is the famous or infamous pirate John Lafitte and Andrew Jackson and the War of 1812 and all of the... interesting things that happened in that time. And it's there's history, geography, and mystery.
Will we be seeing any type of sequel to The Mystery of Devil's Gulch?
You will, because